year more befitting Christmas has welcomed in the new year, along with more than a foot of snow in some parts of the Washington area. When the snow stopped falling around 9:30 this morning, the Weather Bureau reported at least 15 inches of snow at Dulles International Airport. In the immediate area, Montgomery County was hardest hit with 12 inches, and then Fairfax with 10 inches, the district with 8. Snow emergency plans remain in effect in both city and suburban communities. Both National and Dulles airports have been closed since 2 this morning. Dulles is handling planes only on an emergency basis. Two young district boys were killed last night in a fire at their home in Southeast. The police identified the youngsters as 6-year-old Melvin and 5-year-old William Neal. The two brothers lived at 510 Atlantic Street Southeast. Police said the fire was reported at 2:30 this morning. They were taken to D.C. General, where they died at 3:15. Beginning today, Fairfax County residents and businesses will find themselves paying more for the use of public sewer facilities. The increase was enacted by the Fairfax Board of Supervisors on December 23rd. It's expected to add $6 million to the $4 million already generated by the sewer service fees. The increase means that the average Fairfax homeowner will now be paying a minimum annual sewer service fee of $51. Formerly, the annual fee was $39. Heavy winds are hampering efforts to rescue a party of 24 still trapped near the top of a 13,000-foot mountain in northwestern Wyoming. Russia has issued a statement denying it has an anti-Jewish policy and that the loyalty of Jews to the Soviet Union has never been questioned. Air travel has been hit particularly hard by this snowfall, up to 15 inches in some cases, blanketing the Northeast. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover says courts have turned the legal procedure around so that at times it seems the victims, rather than the criminals, are on trial.
Metro 70.
In July of 1970, this was a top story. Mario Escamilla is taken in handcuffs from Dulles Airport to Alexandria. Escamilla faces a preliminary hearing in connection with the mysterious murder of a Polar Cap weather station manager. That was July 1970.
Bank of Southern Maryland.
WPGC revised weather, partially clearing today, highs around 36, mostly cloudy tonight with lows to about 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs around 40. News editor Leland Guy, this is Harv Moore, it's 32 degrees.